ready? Are you ready?
Welcome to Hammer Time! Number one sports show! Coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office, I am Tone Dix.
Howdy, baby Tone.
It's Bubba Gumpino.
Howdy, baby me.
Yo, fucking sick bracelets today, Paul.
Like those.
Are those new?
Who are you, Scott Stapp?
That's fucking Donald. That's my grandpa.
No, I know that. Shout out Donnie Gump. The braces.
You like those?
Nick, I ordered, not that this is this type of show, but I ordered a bracelet that you could turn into something that smashes your window in case you need to get out of your car.
That's fucking ingenuitive. What, and like, you are living on the forefront of survivability, my friend. Yeah, I respect that.
You have the club on your wrist?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. It hasn't come in yet, but I ordered Instagram when I was drunk got me. So
Instagram will get you on buys.
Will
like
fucking
that.
Get
is it
me.
Also stylish, though?
It's pretty stylish, dude.
I like a good bracelet.
We turn into bracelet guys?
I'll show you next week.
You used to get those big ones that you wrapped around and they were like thick.
Fucking Scott Stapp, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking rock star shit.
Let's do it. Let's rock out.
Nicky Skates is joining us.
Hey, baby Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tough night last night.
For all of us, my friend.
We will
bounce back.
For
all of us.
I lost last night. Hand up, I lost last night.
I lost everything.
Losers.
I also fucking told you guys I was going to lose, so. I don't know what to tell you about that. Mitt won.
Hi, baby Mitt.
Hell yeah, I won. I went 3-0 in the NBA last night. I've been going 10 for 10 my last seven, so I've been pretty even. And then last night, I think I just broke through, Tony. I think I got it.
What does that even mean?
What's that?
He's 10 and 10 in his last
seven days.
Yeah.
He said,
sorry. I've been going 10 for 10 in seven.
No, I like that. Hey, let's go, Mitt.
Even Steven.
Yeah, but I do think I cracked the code in the NBA, so we're going.
You're about to get buried tonight.
Oh, no, we're going 4 for 4 tonight. What do you mean? Actually, I only have 2 picks.
Here we go. Jeez. Here's Mitt's picks. I got the Lakers minus whatever.
No more homer.
Don't turn into Foxy where we know what you're going to pick before you even pick it. I'm talking to you, Mitt.
Yeah, no, we got real picks tonight. We got good ones, actually. We are not going to be on the Lakers spread. It's a little too heavy for me, but go Lakers.
Chris Paul did participate in the shoot-around today.
He ain't good, dude.
No, he's definitely fucking hurting.
Why does this have to happen? This series would have been awesome.
I think fucking LeBron did it while... Like, whoa. They were partying together.
I mean,
no, that's... LeBron did it during the game.
No, but then he went over his house and fucking while Chris was sleeping.
So you know what happened? I think, Chris Paul pulled LeBron up when he hurt him with his right arm, which was very weird to me.
And LeBron fucking...
Yeah.
Ripped it out.
Fuck.
We'll have the league look into that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it.
Let's see. We got some MLB going on right now. Rockies 1-1 with the Mets. Stayed away from that one.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse, seven innings.
Indians are up 5-1 on the Tigers. Probably should have taken Bieber in there, but was a little worried because Bieber's been...
He had a no-no going for a while.
Does not have that going anymore.
Boyd has faded a bit after a good start.
Brewers are up 5-4 on Padres. I did not trust Hauser, I think, was on a mound today.
I lost on that one, yeah.
And then Nats are up 5-3 from yesterday's game.
Lost on that one yesterday. Today carried over. It was beautiful. Nothing like waking up to a suspended game.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Where you're down 3-0 in the fourth.
That'll happen.
In the first five matchup.
That'll
feels
happen.
Feels good. Really gets you started on the right track.
And the Rays are up 5-0 on the Royals. Brady Singer, and then that young dude from the Rays, I think, was gone.
I like that kid, man.
Can't remember McClellan. McClellan
throws gas.
McClellan.
Exactly.
Shout out, Pee Wee Herman.
Let's not worry about that, though.
Okay? Come on.
Let's not worry about any of that.
Come on.
Right now, we have a distinguished guest.
Hell yeah.
This man is an absolute staple on Sports Grid and Sirius XM. 204. Yes. He basically raised Gumpy in Canada because Gumpy would watch him every single chance you got.
Every day, my friend. The Raging Redhead.
The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Welcome to Hammer Time.
Like the prison wall? I had the green screen. I don't know. Should I put the green screen back?
No, that's great,
it.
Man.
They control it from Kansas City when we do the show. But, hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate that. Every time I run into somebody, hey, man, you got me started in gambling. Next sentence, you know what? I lost my house. I lost my girlfriend. I lost my investments, my ranch, everything. But I hope you guys are doing good. And, yeah, I'm sweating up a storm. Just did an update on Scotty's show there. And ready to rock tonight, guys. We got a couple in the NHL playoffs, and we got NBA action, so let's party.
Cam, what's your go-to? I know we talked last time when I came on with you and Morenci. Shout out you two for dealing with each other and doing an awesome show together. We talked that you do a lot of golf betting. Did you make any picks this week? Because I saw Jordan. Jordan's having a hell of a start.
I'll tell you something about Jordan Spieth. I respect this kid so much. You know, Justin Thomas and all these guys were better than him. He was getting beat down. And you know what? He went back to the drawing board, and now look at him. He's back. He won a tournament a couple weeks ago. He looks fantastic. Every week he's just raking in money. Top 10, top 10, top 10. And, you know, he's grinding at it. Golf's one of those sports where you can lose it and not get it back. But, no, I don't have Spieth this week, but I do have a parlayed drug. Coke rack. Got a little crack. Give me some Jason Coke rack. I love Coke rack. 55-1. He's my guy. He's finished runner up in this tournament before. We got Neiman, Coke rack. No, and who else we got? Might as well face it. You're addicted to golf. Ryan Palmer.
What a poor. Love that.
Gabe, you're the best. What did you?
My jokes are horrible. You're the best. Is this idiot? Where did you guys get this turkey from Canada?
Dude, you're the best. What did you think of the NHL last night? You think Islanders have a chance against the Bruins? You think the Wild have a chance to potentially steal one and close the series out against the Knights? What was your takeaway from last night's puck?
I got to be honest with you guys, and me and Gabe talk about this. He was a goalie, and I was a forward when we played, and I love the hockey, but I'm getting really sick and tired of these goaltender interference calls. Like, what the hell is goaltender interference? Like, aren't I allowed to stand in the crease? And you see what defensive players are doing now? They're just giving you the old nudge into the goalie, right? Like, I don't know where hockey changed when guys like Tim Kerr, Dave Andrechuk, they used to hang out and make a living in the crease. Like, that's what you're supposed to do, block the goalie so he can't see the damn puck. But to that point, I gotta love what the Islanders are doing. They're scoring goals now, guys. These guys never used to score before. Sorokin's been great. Instead of Varlamov, they put him in. I gotta be honest. Wow. Like Tristan Jarry on the Penguins. You don't want to blame a goaltender, but some of the goals
he
had in that series.
Yes, we do.
yes, we do. Honestly, here's the, like, I don't know an NHL goalie where you go, okay, you know what? 20 feet out, glove side. He can't stop it. Like, the book on this guy is there. I don't know what Burke and Hextall and the crew are going to do, but I don't think you guys can ride with Pittsburgh with DeSmith and Jarry moving forward. It would have been nice to see if they had a goaltender. The defense didn't really help them out, but I love the addition of Jeff Carter. As for the Islanders, I think they can play with Boston. They're scoring goals all of a sudden, and the goaltending's kind of even. The Islanders actually beat them down in the regular season, but it's not going to be easy scoring on Tuukka Rask instead of instead of a real goaltender. That's the thing, right? You're dealing with somebody who's really, really good instead of Jarry. You got to beat Rask, so that's going to be tough for the Islanders. And as for Minnesota, 5-on-5, they've been better than Vegas, guys. They've had a couple calls against them, a couple goals disallowed from Eric Sinek. I think the review guys have been on Vegas' side for the most part. Vegas got maybe a little bit hosed last night, but Minnesota was still, they're solid. I wouldn't just say pencil Vegas in, and Minnesota can play. They have veterans who have been there in game 7 before. I might take the plus money, guys, but I'm all in on Carolina tonight, and that could be a big mistake. I can't believe, I thought Carolina would beat Nashville in 5 games at the most.
I thought so too, Cam. That's what I wanted to ask you about tonight, because I attempted to go with Nashville just because of the plus money, just because of the home atmosphere, thinking they might be able to stretch this out. Now, all the while knowing Carolina probably wins in 7 back on home ice. But I'm going to take a stab at Nashville tonight just because what they've been able to do has been so surprising. They've hung around 3 of the last 3 games between those two have been 1-goal games. I think it's basically a coin flip at this point. So I was going to take Nashville tonight, but I wanted to get your opinion on Montreal and Toronto. Because I know Morenci has been against the Leafs. Gumpy, our guy over here, our Canadian, has been against the Leafs. And I said, hey, this is the year. I don't know how far they're going to go, but I think they'll at least take care of business with the Abs in the first round.
Huge favorites at 255 tonight.
Do we go puck line Leafs tonight? You trust them?
Yeah, here's the thing, guys. That's craziness. And I love the league. Yeah, it's me versus the world right now. Dave Sharapan, he's on Montreal. Like everybody's like, Montreal, Montreal, Montreal. I'm like, I'm going into these shows. Bullets are flying. But I will say a lot of Leaf fans, you know, they're delusional. Hey, we're going to the Cup and whatever. Like, just relax, relax. You got to deal with Tampa Bay, Carolina. There's a lot of very good teams in these. Boston has had your number. But here's the thing. If this is a big game for the Leafs, Montreal actually will be the first Canadian teams, if they get fans and win this game for the next game, they're letting people in the building. Ooh. I think the Leafs want to end this thing. Yeah, in Canada, like, basically, we've been under lockdown for like a year and a half. Like, my hair, my lid, everything. And honestly, it's like, what the hell am I doing? Like, we don't even have bars, guys. Like, my drinking at home has been ramped up to unhealthy and actually scary levels on a nightly basis. While I'm watching hockey, I just go, wow, look at my table. I can't even see anything. It's just covered in beer bottles and liquor. But I'm going to take the Leafs tonight. It's more of a heart bet, but I got to be honest, guys, that's a big price on Montreal. Desperate team. Like, the Leafs should be $1.80 in this game, yeah, not $2.50. That's absolutely ludicrous. But I'm going to lay it down with the Leafs, and I'm going to probably parlay them with Carolina, because I can't lay $2.50. That's just gambling suicide right there. But Montreal will be desperate, and they're just going to pump Campbell with a lot of shots tonight. It's just very disappointing with Montreal. I thought the series would be closer than it is. They got some guys back, Gallagher and the rest of these guys. They've just, everything's been on the outside, and I got to give the Leafs credit. They don't have a real good defensive core, but they've been playing steady, good team defense. Auston Matthews is hitting guys, and they've really protected Jack Campbell.
Yeah, I said after game one happened, I think that was the worst thing that could have happened for Montreal, was that Tavares got hurt like that, yeah, in the way that he did, completely accidental. I think it just kind of rallied the Leafs to play a little more of an inspired game. And like you said, not the most physical team, but they've been able to keep them to the perimeter, and the Habs aren't a big team themselves. So,
yeah, the thing about Montreal is they have to use their little guys, their speed. Like, Caulfield, he'll shoot the puck. Gallagher's got to be an instigator. They got to, like, get the Leafs in penalty trouble, rattle them. But I got to tell you guys something about the Leafs, kind of like me and Morenci, the old hosts. All the old guys on the Leafs are getting it done.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, you guys love it. Joe Thornton, you can relate, yeah, with your beard. This guy's fantastic. All of a sudden, he's playing like a kid again. Jason Spezza was a healthy scratch. He's scoring goals. He's getting breakaways. It's actually hilarious watching, like, guys who could barely crack the lineup actually be playoff heroes for the Leafs. But I will say this. It's not going to be as easy as people think tonight. Montreal's going to throw the kitchen sink at them. I'd probably look at Montreal maybe even to score the first goal. Or the first period. I think they're going to come out there pretty angry. I'm not sure if they're going to win the game. It's a heart bet, guys. If I wasn't from, you know, just outside of Toronto and grew up with the Leafs and covering them and being a fan, I'd probably take Montreal with the price, but I just can't do that.
Cam, last hockey question for you, I should say. Is Colorado going to win the Cup? Odds on favorite. Do they get it done this year?
I love Colorado. Their first line. And, you know, when you guys came on our show with Game Time Decisions with me and Gabe, I got pretty animated about my love for Nathan MacKinnon over Connor McDavid. And it just, that's the way it is. It's proven true, right? Like, I don't care what you do in the regular season. MacKinnon's a beast, and he can score. He can hit. He'll get physical. And that's the difference between the superstars and the lead. I like McDavid. But even Auston Matthews is tougher than him. Like, he's leading the Leafs in hits and stuff like that. I love Colorado guys. Rantanen, Landeskog, MacKinnon. They got Grubauer healthy. Remember last time when they got knocked out in the bubble? They were riding Hutch. Hey, Hutch, how you doing? He was like the four stringer for the Leafs. Hey, can we meet you at the Marlies game? Yeah, see you later, guys. Like, hey, the Leafs have had Zamboni drivers beat these guys. So I will say, with Colorado having a healthy goaltender, not a third or fourth stringer, Cale Makar could be one of the best defensemen in the league. These guys, JT Compher, underrated. He shows up in big games. So what can you say about Colorado? I do think they win the Cup. I'm going to tell you guys, Carolina hasn't been playing their best hockey. Uh-huh. If they get out of this series with Nashville, it could be like the NCAA tournament. You know, when you get that scare,
yep,
and it kind of vaults you to play better. I think Carolina is a hell of a lot better than they've shown. I got them on a 38-1 ticket at the start of the year. We can't talk. Tampa Bay looks so damn good too. Yep. If Vasilevsky plays like he did in the final game where they blanked the Cats, that's going to be bad news for everybody else.
Cam, going over to the NBA tonight. Yep. Three games, Bucks Heat. Heat are +1.5 home dogs. They looked
amazing.
Terrible.
The Bucks looked good. Miami looked horrible.
The Heat looked terrible in game two.
Yes.
The Bucks look like game one. They kind of like got a monkey off their back against the Heat. Do you have any thoughts on that game tonight?
I'll tell you guys, we've been doing this stuff for a long time. Do you smell it? Is it stinky?
Yeah,
what's in the dumpster? Does it smell like a trap?
Yep.
It smells like something smells rotten. And I really want to take Milwaukee, but that line, I probably would have made Milwaukee. What do you guys think? Three, and I see 1.5. Like, you know, the way they've been dominating.
3-4 at least.
Yeah, I was going to say 3, 3.5.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Miami's at home, but that game might be a trap. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but it's really hard to back Miami. They're not the team they once were. And Milwaukee, Budenholzer's coaching for his job. The rest of the guys on the team get it. They need to go deep. They need to go to the NBA Finals. And the way they're playing, they might want to just take care of business. So, yeah, I'm not going to be betting Miami. But, guys, I'm telling you, that game just smells weird. That line, I looked at it and just went, whoa, I don't know what I'm going to do with this.
To me,
it made me sick.
If it was a different team, like, I may take Milwaukee, but it's like with Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler, it doesn't seem like they're going to be a team that's just going to roll over and die.
I agree with that. That's the thing about Miami. Like, what you saw in Milwaukee, they can really amp up their game. They can start hitting some threes, drop them. For me, it's Miami or nothing. I'm probably just going to go, you guys know we're all puck heads and stuff like that, and it's almost insane to, like, throw your bankroll on hockey games, but that's kind of what I'm doing tonight. In the other game, I kind of lean Suns.
Yeah.
They're getting 7 on FanDuel. I like that number. I think we can cover the spread there. I think they can hang with the Lakers all night long. And I'd look at the other dog, too. I might come back to Denver at +4. Actually, to be honest with you, if you bet 3 dogs in the NBA, I think 2 or all 3 of them could cover.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you there. You like anything else tonight or this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. Well, I need Jason Kokrak to, like, you know, take some wicked drugs and find a way to shoot a 60 and catch Jordan Spieth. That would be great for business. Over the weekend, what else are we going to do? Yeah, hockey. I might take a shot with Minnesota. We talked about that game on Friday night. Yeah. Anything else I got going on? No, I'm just basically, guys, it's funny. Like, me and Gabe last night, we were betting on Japanese horse racing, third race at Kawasaki.
I see that.
One of our viewers, Clam Chowder, was racing. Sometimes they say you bet names of horses. He won the race before, but he didn't get it done last night. So that's what we do in the late night hours when Gabe's on. I'm, like, playing horse racing from Japan, England, Australia. Yeah, we're real degenerates. And I'll tell you guys, I'll have every golf matchup bet on the weekend. That's what I do. I basically wake up and then I just go, okay, what am I doing today? Click, 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 click. That's all I do. Just sit there and just start clicking and watching golf like a complete degenerate.
Hey, I mean, you're good shape. Kokrak's -3 through 9. Jordan's at -7. So, I mean, he's tied for 6. You'll be fine there. You're fine there.
I'll tell you guys something about golf tournaments, though. It is the worst. It could be the best sport and worst to bet. You know, when you take those top 20s, like, hey, my guy's T6. You go out with your woman. Next thing you know, the guy shot a 76, T41. Like, it happens all the time. Like, golf bets are never over until they're over. It's kind of like a horse race, right? You think you got it in your bag, and your horse just dies in the stretch. So I'm excited about Kokrak's start. But, wow, Jordan Spieth shooting a smooth 63, guys. This guy looks like he's truly back.
Are you diving into any MLS this weekend, Cam?
You big MLS guy, Cam.
Actually, yeah, I forgot about the MLS. Yeah, we'll probably bet some MLS. I got to be honest with you. Me and Gabe have, like, blindly bet WNBA, and I think we're, like, 7-1. Like, I literally know nothing about anything. We just look at the lines and go, the Aces, that's a weird line. I think we're going to take them tonight. And what was it, the Connecticut Sun guys?
Oh, yeah.
For everybody who want WNBA, they've covered in every single game.
Yes.
They were +3.5. They lost by the 3, the Hook. They still covered against the Storm and Brianna Stewart in their last game. And what was it the other night? Seattle, I think. Every single one of the Storm's games has gone over the number. So a few WNBA trends for all you crazies out there that like to bet on everything like us.
Cam, thank you so much. What time can they catch you on Sports Grid and Sirius tonight?
Yeah, I got an update at Scott Farrell at 5 o'clock. We'll get cooking there. And me and Gabe Morency, 6 p.m. Eastern to 9 p.m. We do game time decisions and in-game live with the Sportsbook Consigliere guys, Dave Sharapan, breaking down the board and some live betting and stuff like that. We really appreciate it. I really want to thank you guys for coming on our show. We had a lot of fun, and hopefully we can get a partnership going. We had a great time. And Gabe was telling you guys are in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Love it. That's Cam's Colts. So even though I'm a Seahawk fan, like, the Colts are my other team that I bet on a lot. So I hope they do really, really well, guys, and we can have some fun this year.
No, it's great. A good one. What's going on between the two shows? We love it. We can't thank you enough. Good luck tonight. Good luck this weekend.
You got it, fellas. Good luck. Let's make some money, and I'll talk to you soon.
See you, Kev.
Hey, baby, Kev.
Take it easy.
Legend.
I love those guys. Yeah, great show. They got a great show going on there. And they do it while all the games are going on. So literally while, like when we went on, they're just putting in bets the entire live bets the entire time. That
first goal NHL. It's fucking insane.
How'd you feel about his NHL picks for tonight?
It was good. Like I said, I'm just taking Nashville purely shot in the dark, feeling some value, the home team thing. And he was talking about Montreal, kind of made me think a little bit, but I'm going to take Toronto puck line. I think they just close it out with a statement tonight. I don't know how far they get in the playoffs.
That
Gumpy. But I think they take care of business tonight.
They better.
I might take Toronto 60 minute.
Yeah, with the minus 150, I think,
in 60 minutes. The Canadiens plus 1.5. I'm going to middle it.
I like a middle.
Tony Middles.
I'm not actually doing that.
Oh.
Just something to think about.
Also something to think about, that Nashville-Carolina game, the over 5.5, the over is plus money at 114. Both games at Nashville in the series have gone over.
Okay.
Now this one, you know, maybe a little bit tighter because it's a potential elimination game, but both these teams have shown they can answer when someone punches. So
there is no NHL boost tonight. Let me see if we got any NHL callers on the lines right now. Yep. Oh, fucking Connor's typing in right now. Fucking Mike from Brazil, who gave us
Jumbo Joe.
I mean, we got Jumbo Joe.
Mike's apartment. Jumbo Joe, what do you got?
Hammer down, boys. How
Hammer down. Down. Hey, you gave us Jumbo Joe, right?
I sure did. That was fucking pick of the century.
Okay, what do you got tonight?
But tonight, not as much money on Jumbo Joe tonight, but okay. Or as much. But Mitch Marner and Zach Hyman both plus half a goal, plus 200 and plus 220. Mitch Marner has yet to get it going in the series. I don't even think he has a goal yet, but I think tonight he may break through. I believe about the same situation with Zach Hyman. I'll hang up and listen.
I love the old radio. I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it.
Hang up and listen. I think those are both Matthews wingers, right? I don't know exactly how the Leafs are rolling their lines right now, but I know for most of the year, Hyman had been playing with Matthews and Marner. So I don't hate it, but Matthews is more of a shooter himself. I don't know if they're both going to score. Hyman feels more of like a greasy playoff goal kind of guy. Marner's more of a sniper from the perimeter.
I'm not seeing player props right now for some reason to give you some more information. So
is it FanDuel? FanDuel doesn't have NHL player props. Something
good to know.
Something I've been meaning to talk to them about. Maybe they can get them up for the later rounds for finals and cup final.
I'll get Sheeran. We'll get Sheeran back on here.
Yeah, please.
Johnny Sheeran and player props. No. You know it's not Ed.
Oh, Johnny Cat.
Johnny Cat. Johnny Cat.
Johnny Magoo.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Sports dudes.
Cam from earlier is an absolute lightning rod.
He's the best.
That guy. I would take all of his picks, just like your guys' picks, to my deathbed.
Hey.
What's up?
Are you worried that your quarterback, Cam, can't throw 15 yards to another quarterback just warming up?
So I think from that video, it is clear Mac Jones is QB1, if you ask me. But, hey, that's a lot of time to the season. There's a lot of stuff that can happen. I mean, hey, Cam made a hell of a catch, too, on the ball back that, you know, remind you, was perfect from Mac Jones right on the numbers. So that's interesting, though, Tony. That was a bad throw. Great catch, though, right?
I do want to – I'm going to say something here.
It was a great catch.
And the listeners – may get upset with you. I heard you and Foxy potentially talking about a player performance that you put in last night that you didn't share with everyone else.
No player performance. Me and Foxy have been dabbling in the first buckets.
Okay.
And to everyone's chagrin, we did not win. So you're welcome for not wasting your money. However, today we do have a lock. I get it. The Bucks are good. I think Miami still has something in them, though. So I like Bam, add the Bayou, plus 900. Kendrick Perkins, don't forget it. plus 900, Bam Adebayo, 25 points. Let's do it. Brook Lopez, he's in and out, he's in and out. Tonight he's out. Bam's in. Plus 900. Let's go win some money.
Hey, that's how we're back. Thank you, Connor.
Good bet.
Carry on.
Carry on. Mitt.
What's up, Tony?
What's your fucking NBA game tonight like?
Tonight I am looking at the Milwaukee line, thinking it's too good to be true, and every time I think that, I always take it.
Okay.
So I'm taking Milwaukee with the -1.5. I'm taking Portland -3.5. Let's go. What?
I'm just going to say something. You don't have to do it. Wait. 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 Come in, but wait. So,
carry on.
Milwaukee -1.5, -110. You get a money line -120. What do you think about laying that extra 10 cents so you know, doesn't come back to bite you?
That's probably the smart gambling move, Tony, and I usually have not done that. I'm chasing the money here, so I am not going to lay the extra. I think they're going to cover by probably like 7-8. Who cares,
Tony? Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
You'll learn. Go,
that's winner circle, Mitt.
Let's go.
What?
And we're also taking the Lakers.
What?
I wasn't going to have a pick today, and then I saw Connor come in here, so I dabbled at the phone. And I looked, and then I hear Mitt go, this line's too good to be true, son. The Milwaukee Bucks at -1.5. And I go, Mitt, my God, that's exactly what I was thinking. And I, me being a stooge and not a good gambler, I would have took -1.5 at -110. But you just saying, I mean, you get money line at -120. That's the move. So now I'm glad Mitt didn't take your little bait you put out there. I'm going to take it. That'll be my pick of the night. Fade Foxy, pick of the night. Bucks money line.
You're not blindly taking LeBron tonight?
No, -7's a lot, dude.
Wow, you don't even trust
them. I don't. Like, I think they're going to win, but 7 points is a lot. The Suns are really good. I don't care if CP3's all banged up. That Suns team has looked great.
They have.
Yeah, I haven't watched them once all year because they're on the West Coast. Right. And I watch them
all. They're not on very much either.
I didn't know how good Ayton was. He's very, very incredible. Good, and then obviously Booker's good. Yeah, they got a good little squad, but I still think the Lakers win that.
All right, so you're on the Bucks -120, Fade Foxy pick of the night.
Yes, sir.
And you're on a 3-0 run.
I'm on a 3-0 run. All right.
Let's go.
Semantics aside, I may have said some crazy things in between all those bets. But if you just look at the big picture, I am 3-0.
Let's go. No,
thank you, Foxy. Thank you, boys.
Hi, baby Fox.
Hey, safe travels, pal.
Thank you.
What did it cost?
But what did it cost? Everything. All right, and then Mitt, you said your other pick was Blazers?
Yeah, I'm taking Portland. I'm going to stick with my zigzag theory here on the Denver-Portland game, and I think I'm just going to ride the little zigzag the whole way to Game 7. Let's go.
Tell you what, it just dropped to -3, so if you wait long enough, it could go down to 2.5. Maybe.
I actually took it this morning at 4, so just wait a little bit, and then I'll probably just drop to 2.5. Let's go.
Well said. Well said,
and
my
also,
friend.
I am not going to touch the Lakers tonight. I was kidding. They're -7. They're probably going to lose.
Hey, there's some 3x2s tonight.
No.
Let's go.
Miami and Milwaukee.
Oh, easily taking that one.
I don't hate that one either because Milwaukee just packs the paint. And
I'm not going to lie, though. Miami cannot shoot like they could last year.
Yeah, but
it's like,
How does Jay Crowder end up on a different team every year?
Like, I don't know, but he's always good.
He's good. So
he's always
good.
A great piece to that team.
Yeah, it's wild.
And then Lakers and Phoenix also on the 3x2.
Is that the snowman?
Yeah, the Laker-Phoenix game. Let's go. 3x2 all day. I'll throw every single one of them.
Okay. Thanks, Mitt.
That's my favorite. That is 100% my favorite bet FanDuel has ever put out. And if you've been blindly taking those all year like I have, you have been making money.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's stick with the NBA. Frank from Columbus, what do you got?
Hammer down, boys. What's going on?
What's going on, dude?
So, I love Mitt's point with the Bucks. Like he said, the line is too good to be true. Okay. But like you said, we're trying to make the most money possible. So, I love Bucks first half -0.5 at +128.
I don't hate that.
All right.
I don't hate that at all.
That's pretty sweet.
The only reason I don't like potentially love the Bucks in the first half, because you would think Heat being down 2-0, you would think you're going to get their best effort in the beginning of the game. But I don't know. I'm not touching that game tonight, so I got nothing. There's no reason why you should listen to me, Paul. You all right over there?
Yeah.
One more NBA call. Joe from Denver. Oh, it's an NBA slash. Oh, this is a homer call. This is a Nuggets.
Hammer Don.
What's going on, boys?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
I mean, first of all, I got to call in today because Mitt is being a doofus again. that Blazers pick -4. I don't know what you're talking about. Nikola Jokic player performance double, +200. Hammer the abs to win the championship. Now betting favorites on FanDuel. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Hi, baby Joe.
Yeah, I've been on the Avs. I got the Avs to win the championship at +630 at the start of the
Cup,
year.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Jeez, the championship.
Some respect for the greatest trophy in sports, you
God
fucking stooge.
Damn it, man.
I mean, that's what that guy said. I was just going off what he said, so let's blame him, whatever his name was. But
fucking Joe.
I'm fucking blaming Joe.
Yeah, I'm blaming Joe. Joe's Jeez. Coming at me. Joe, who is going to be guarding Dame? No one. Ha!
Who's gardening?
Who's gonna garden Dame?
Who's fucking gardening Dame, Joe?
Is this the same Dylan who gave us Dylan? Did you give us Rafael Cabrera Bio the other day in tennis?
Sure did.
Did that win?
It sure did.
Let's go!
We're back. We're riding Sebastian Corda tomorrow.
We're at Roland Garros.
Just on Clay.
We're right before the French. So Sebastian Corda, I got him this morning at -140. I think it's ticked up to close to -150, but he's a kid who has till the French Open last year, never won a tour level match. Won 3 matches there before Nadal knocked him out. Went through some struggles earlier. He's back playing real well. He's knocked out the top seed of this tournament. He'll win tomorrow. And then I was going to tell you guys,
that's Corgi
tomorrow. Next time you have Will Capper on, he's great at tennis.
Okay.
He's got some lines on Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Draw came out today.
Tsitsipas
gets to avoid Nadal, Joker, and Federer.
Saw they're all on the one same side.
And Tsitsipas is on the other side. So get Will Capper on before the Frenchie, and let's pick his brain.
All right. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you, Dylan.
So he's got Seabass Corgi going tomorrow.
That's a big one. I know tennis like I think I know tennis. That is a big one.
I could have swore last time you called in, I looked it up in the French. I think the French qualifiers were going on.
Yeah, it's
now, a
6-month tournament.
The qualifiers were happening. And now with the Open.
An interesting tidbit here.
Let's see if the odds are up since the draw was today.
For those who love the zigzag strategy, Mitt.
Yeah, let's go.
You do not.
The traditional method of betting on a team coming off a loss in the playoffs this year. 3-5 ATS.
Not great.
Okay.
But if you bet on the team coming off and against the spread loss, it's 6-2 ATS.
Okay.
So that would
not
be
just the loss.
That would be the Heat +1.5, Suns +7, Blazers -3.5.
Now here we have
bang, bang, bang.
Okay.
The French Open odds are up. Rafa's -115. He is the favorite.
Is Agassi in it?
115?
Agassi's not in it. -115.
Weird.
Tsitsipas is +550.
Who's but Pete Sampras playing?
As he just said, Nadal, Joker, and Pete Sampras are all on the same side.
What happened to Roddick?
Andy?
He was electric for a bit.
Well, he married... yeah.
Go on.
Brooklyn Decker.
Johnny Decker.
And he got lost.
In the sauce?
In the love.
Oh.
Got lost in the love.
The voluptuousness.
That will happen.
Hey, yeah.
Let's have this call lead us into the diamond. Dre from Massachusetts, how was you?
Let's play two.
What's going on? What's going on, boys?
I forgot a 405
White Sox, I think, went 0-10 in runners in scoring position yesterday. So today we're going to hammer over 8.5 versus Orioles and their shitty-ass pitchers.
Okay.
You like Dylan C scoring tonight?
He's getting a lot of juice.
He's all right, but I wouldn't bet the money line on them though. So
thank you, Dre.
Go for the over. All
right. I'll be honest. I was checking the game that already started. I didn't hear a word Dre said.
What was the game you got? Oh, you got the Yanks.
Yeah, I took the Yanks because I had them yesterday.
Yeah,
but it was -130 today, probably because it was full game versus the 5 maybe.
The Buccos come back and win that game?
They almost did. I was fucking
probably
waiting.
That play was the winning run.
I had a tweet fired up because they were coming back, but Let's see. No, they did not. They lost 5-3. So that was actually a pretty big run there.
They'll battle.
That's all you had to do is step on the
base.
They
grind, dude. They never give up.
All you had to do was step on the base.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's all you had to do.
Lose track outs out there sometimes.
Beaver got the W. Boyd got the loss.
Boyd has been struggling of late. Too much juice. Oh, I can't lay a minus a half the way Beaver was going.
No, you couldn't. Not responsibly. So, yeah, I got the Yankees going right now, which I had yesterday.
You riding Strasburg against Gray tonight?
Steven.
That is my one other pick. How'd you know that?
Just asking.
You know yourself.
It does. He knows me better than I know myself. That's the Cincinnati at Washington. Sonny Gray versus Steven F. Strasburg.
It's a battle.
Strasburg had a really good one-hit outing his last start.
Yes, sir.
Nats are number two versus right-handed pitching. I'm going to roll a dice here, and I'm going to take Strasburg.
Is it a full game because it's a suspended game?
No, so the suspended game went nine. This one's going to go seven. So I had to take the full game. I got two full games going right now, which is...
No, thanks.
Not normally in my repertoire.
I was skunked last night, so maybe I should try it, you know?
You got Bubby Ray going against Jordan Montgomery. Jays at Yankees game two?
Nah, Mickey Mouse.
Okay. What about Bruce Zimmer and Dylan Cease, Baltimore, Chicago? Dylan Cease was quite the favorite, so
I'm not laying minus half, minus 160, unfortunately. I will not.
Can't do it there. How about Shohei?
Yeah.
And Chris Bassett. Are you going against Shohei?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bassett's been on a tear.
Here's the
thing, though. Yes, Chris Bassett, Hound McGee. Chris Bassett's been very good lately.
The Bass.
He's been really, really good.
Friends call him the Bass.
But that price, the A's you had to pay.
It was 135 this morning.
It's minus 156 now.
Yeah. Well, Ohtani only went 4 2/3 his last time.
He was down like 3 or 4 miles an hour on his fastball.
Yeah.
And is he getting all tuckered out?
The A's can hit, man.
Like we potentially said he was going to.
The A's can hit.
Yeah, they could hit.
I like this A's team.
The Angels could hit. They've fallen off a little bit now. Trout's out of the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the A's here. First five, money line.
First five, money line. You got a what, 130 something, you said?
Minus 135 this morning.
That's not bad.
No.
Carlos Martinez and Matt Peacock.
Yep.
St. Louis at Arizona. I stayed away from that one.
So I was hoping the Cards were going to be getting plus a half.
Did it ever happen?
It never went there. They are minus 105 now, okay. First five.
So you're taking money line first five?
Yeah, I like Martinez here. Last five, 32 and a third, 9 earned. Not great, not terrible. Peacock, his last two, has gone 10 and a third, 3 earned. That's the most he's pitched, though. So I like Martinez and the Cards here, the better team to get it done tonight, Tony.
The Giants at LA. Yeah. LA has not walked a picture out there yet.
No, but
doesn't matter. You going Alex Wood without even? I didn't even know this.
So Dodgers coming back from Houston after that series. I like Alex Wood against whoever the Dodgers are putting out there plus a half.
I'm gonna see who they put out there first.
Yep. Yeah, I hopped on it because it is minus 140 right now. If they announce
plus a half,
yeah. If they announce somebody, that line is gonna, you know. So I like Alex Wood. Hasn't given up more than two runs in a start. I mean, 5-1 with a 1.93. I have no idea who the Dodgers are gonna trot out there, and them coming back from Houston. I mean, that was a pretty big series. Bit of a let up here.
I might take the Giants here plus 102 first five money line.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that.
Ooh.
Lock me in.
All right.
Locked in. And then the last game of the night is Texas at Seattle. Colby Allard and Chris Flexen, who Chris Flexen was winning people money at the beginning of the season. Are you on him tonight?
So Allard, most he's gone is 3 innings.
Yeah.
Flexen, last time out, 1 2/3, 10 hits, 8 earned against the Padres.
Yeah.
I like Flexen getting plus a half at home here against the Rangers.
Okay, so I'm putting in the Giants first five money line plus 102. I like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So I now have 3 picks tonight. The Nationals minus 133 first five. Sorry, not first five. It's full game. The Giants first five plus 102, and the Yankees started -130.
All first fives, Mariners plus a half, Giants plus a half, A's money line, Cardinals money line.
Those sound like winners to me, Paul.
I mean, let's fucking hope so. Yeah, I can't take another beating.
One more thing we got to check real quick. Let's check the Boosie Boost. Angels to win and 8+ total runs scored. No.
No, thank you.
Because you have the Athletics. That's all the boost for tonight.
That's it?
Yep.
Jesus.
I'm gonna ask the chat real quick. Hey, who do you want on the show tomorrow? Let's see who they say back.
You know who it is.
I don't know who it'll be.
You already know.
Is it gonna be Mitt?
Obviously.
Mitt, did you start looking at that NCAA football totals yet, or?
No, I was looking at the quarterbacks and kind of who I think is a little overvalued is really what I started with here.
We got some time, dude. Well, after the NHL playoffs, after the NBA playoffs, there's a nice little chunk of time there, pretty much all July, where all we got is baseball and golf.
It's beautiful.
And Euros.
I mean,
we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be all right.
Three games a day, 9, noon, and 3. Beautiful.
I do, Tony, to tease that, I do have a Heisman pick, though, that I really like. So,
love to hear it.
Shit. We'd
love to hear it, Mitt.
Here we go. Oh, you want to hear it right now?
Go for it.
All right. Yeah, the DJ Art. God, I'm going to butcher this guy's name.
Ungulele?
Yep. Tony Clemson. Said it for me.
Clemson's quarterback. I'm not sure if I said it right either, but it's better than what you were going to say.
I didn't want to say it because I would have sounded very dumb, but I am loving him for the Heisman right now. I'm thinking Spencer Rattler's way too valued, and same with Sam Howell. So
okay.
Let's go.
What about Ritter?
Desmond.
Yeah.
What about Desmond?
I mean, I'm just not really taking him.
You're not in on the Kitty Cats?
Nah.
Who are we? The Wildcats.
How about you, Nick? You good?
Who are we going to be?
I'm good.
The Wildcats. Gumby,
you good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Jay, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, baby, Jay.
Now we're good.
Now we're good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Who'd they say?
Surprise guest. They're all over the place.
Who's the...
Fucking Jimmy Hoffa.
You're going to get Hoffa.
Nigel.
Mantle would be nice.
Mickey Mantle. Yeah. A lot of Mickey Mantles for some reason.
Double M.
Does he make picks?
Mickey Mantle?
Was he getting the one get sucked off in center field?
Yeah, he got sucked off in center field, I believe.
I thought it was right field.
One of the fields. Might not have been Mickey. Could have been Joe.
Joe DiMaggio.
Hammer! Done!